Thanks for tuning in to the Encountering Jesus with Pastor Nick podcast. Glad to have you along for the ride. In the last episode, which was episode one of this series, we talked about how you can't change a community from the outside. I talked about how missionaries will typically move to a new area and they learn the customs and the way of life and, of course, the language for that community in order to make a change in that community. You can't change a community if you're not part of it. In other words, if you're on the outside of it, you can't have an impact on that community. And I talked about how Jesus came down to this earth because God had known ever since mankind sinned in the Garden of Eden that the only way to bring restoration and reconciliation was to do it from the inside. And so years later, in the fullness of time, Scripture says, Jesus Christ came down, was born as a baby, a human being, and he grew up and learned all the ways of mankind as one of them. And that as he died for your sins and mine, that he was the perfect sacrifice. There's a lot of theological lessons in that we're not getting into today. Today we're actually going to be talking about your gifts and the ways that God has uniquely equipped you to make a difference in this world. In other words, as a follower of Jesus Christ, and I pray that you are, God has a mission and a purpose for you. We might call it a kingdom purpose or a purpose within his kingdom. There's a thought that repeatedly hits my mind when I think about this. And I don't even remember where I heard this phrase or read it somewhere, but I had it on a sticky note for the longest time, and I think I still do somewhere. But it's this quotation that says that barnacles only grow on a harbor-bound vessel. In other words, a boat that's moving through the water doesn't collect barnacles, but if it's sitting in a dock somewhere, tied up, just moored there and not being used at all, not being utilized for the purposes that a boat was created for, those are the ones that grow barnacles or collect barnacles. But they don't gather on a boat that's out traveling the open seas. So sit back for a few minutes and let's dig into this topic today and take a little bit of a listen. Well, I wanted to talk about spiritual gifts and a few other things related to that. And to clarify right off the get-go, spiritual gifts are something that God has given you. There's something that you weren't born with, but that God equips you with. And there's a lot of different spiritual gifts. And nobody has a full manifestation of all of the gifts. You might have one or two or maybe three or four even that you're very, very solid in or strong in, that God has given you a unique combination of those gifts in order for you to be able to fulfill a purpose in this world. His kingdom is here on this earth and is being ushered in continually, and he's given you a certain set of gifts and other things that uniquely make you who you are, so that you can make a difference in this world for the sake of his kingdom, so that you can help usher it in and help other people come to know Jesus Christ and live in the fullness of everything that he has for them. So the best way for you to learn, if you don't already know, the best way for you to learn what your spiritual gifts are is to just start serving somewhere, whether it's within the local church or some need within your community, or perhaps it's just in your neighborhood, just your very few neighbors right around you. You might start serving them in ways that are beneficial to them. And as you start finding out different things in the act of serving, you start to understand what gifts God has given you. So the best way to learn your spiritual gifts is to just start exploring what they might be, to start serving somewhere. At our church and at the church that I led before this one and a church where I was on staff before that, we've utilized something called SHAPE. There's a man named Eric Ries, R-E-E-S, who wrote this book. It's from, it's a purpose-driven resource from Saddleback Church, I believe. And the book's obviously been out for a little while. We've been using it for a long time. But it focuses on your shape, which is your spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experiences. And as we look at what your shape is, you start to see what your kingdom purpose is, that God has a purpose for you in this kingdom, and that you are unique in the way that God has equipped you to serve. So real briefly, let's look at what shape is. First of all, it's your spiritual gifts, as we had been talking about for a couple minutes. These are given to you by God specifically for usage within his kingdom and for growing his kingdom. Then there's your heart. Not the heart that's beating inside of you, but that metaphorical one. Like when we say we have a broken heart, or my heart goes out to you. What is it in this world, as you look around, as you go about your daily life, what is it that really truly breaks your heart? And I don't mean what is it that you think you're supposed to feel a little bit of compassion or just feel sorry for someone or something. What is it that truly breaks your heart? What is it that if you were to write down two or three things in this world that you think are really a big problem, that you wish you could have an impact in, what would you work to change? If there was every possibility in the world for you to end a certain issue or problem, what would it be? There are people who have worked for many different things, and while so many of them are noble and praiseworthy, that doesn't mean that it really gets your attention. I see some of these people, they might put on Facebook or something like that for maybe their birthday, they might say, well, I'm raising funds this year for this cause. And they list all these different causes, and I'll look at some of them and I'll think, I would never give my money for that. I mean, maybe if somebody else wants to, that's fine, but it just really isn't something that I put a personal value on, but yet somebody else does. And so each one of us have a unique thing that our heart goes out to, a cause or a burden that we have. So what does your heart break for? Then the A in shape is your abilities. Now, these are things that you're naturally skillful in or learned a skill or a talent. Is different from your spiritual gifts, where those are something that's a little less tangible. Your talents and your skills are something that you can do that maybe you're better at than many people. So you might have a certain eye for arts and crafts type things, or carpentry and construction, or repairing something. You might have a natural knack for computer languages, or who knows what it might be, but there's people with different abilities that they've learned, and talents that they've developed over time, skills that they've learned. And so as we look at your abilities as different from your spiritual gifts, we start to realize that not only has God given us a gift, but also we have learned how to do certain things throughout our life. Then, of course, there's our personality for the P in shape. And your personality is really, how are you uniquely fit to relate to certain people or certain situations? Your personality, there's so many different ways or angles or aspects of it that you can look at. And of course, you know, there's simple things like introvert versus extrovert. But also there's different things about how you might relate to other people that are going through a certain situation, or different approaches or viewpoints that you might have that other people don't. I've been accused before that I always like to share my opinions, but that also means that I'm ready to speak or talk about anything that comes to mind. And sometimes I have no business talking about it. And so I have to learn about my own personality and figure out who I am and how I can utilize or harness the unique personality that I have as I'm serving within the kingdom. And the last one, the E, is your experiences. If you look at your whole life and all the things that have happened to you, all the interactions you've had with people, all the triumphs and the heartaches, the joys and the sorrows and everything in between, your relationships you've had, your jobs that you've had, your education that you've had, your family dynamics that you have experienced throughout the years, even the really traumatic things, if you've had a big tragedy in your life at some point, all of these things, whether they are good or bad at the moment, they have shaped you into who you are. Tragedies tend to do that in a big way, but yet so do momentous, joyous occasions as well. And so all of your experiences throughout your life have shaped you into what we have before us right now, the person you see in the mirror. And even if it's good or bad, God can take the experiences of your life and sanctify them for His purposes. In other words, if you've had nothing but, you know, just smooth sailing your whole life, which I don't know that there's anybody that's ever had that, but if that's been the case, God can sanctify that for His purposes. If you've had nothing but tragedy, hardship, and heartache, God can use that. He can take those just heartbreaking situations, no matter how bad it's been, and He can use them for His purposes. He can use your life for that if you'll submit it to Him. So as you put together your spiritual gifts, your heart, your abilities, your personality, and your experiences, we begin to see just who God is shaping us to be and what kingdom purpose He has outlined for us. So you've got to explore these things. You've got to figure out what's the unique purpose that God has given to you. And as you explore that and figure that out, you do that by serving. You do that by moving forward. It's never going to come to you by just sitting there. Remember, barnacles only grow on a harbor-bound vessel. And you were meant to be moving and active. You were never meant to just be tied up to a dock, sitting there lifeless, tossed about by every little wave or ripple that comes through or the tide coming in and out. You weren't meant to just be tossed about that way. God created you to do something, to be active. Boats weren't meant just to be sitting there tied up all the time. They were meant to be taken out in the water, to explore, to travel, to bring enjoyment and fulfillment. So what about you? Have you been exploring your shape? Have you been employing your kingdom purpose within this world? Or have you been sitting there docked, just waiting for the next fun adventure? It's time to toss the ropes, untie them, throw them in the boat, and take off. Learn what God has uniquely qualified you to do and called you to do. And then begin living that purpose, because each and every day is a new adventure. Well, thanks for listening to this. I hope you'll share it with somebody else. Maybe send a link to a friend that they can tune in and listen to it as well. If there's any other topics that you'd like to hear discussed or any questions you'd like answered, I love doing that stuff. I'd love to be able to address something that's on your heart and on your mind. Feel free to email me at PastorNickDeFord@gmail.com, and I will be happy to respond to that and include it in an upcoming podcast. Thanks. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening.